Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. In fact, Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/podcastfree. All lowercase, shopify.com/podcastfree, shopify.com/podcastfree.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Ferrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Ferrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. It's pain-free Friday, bros. Doing a Minnesota Mahogany, wagging it up. 100, 200, we are live at the Magic City Studios in the Royal Bedroom. Granted, love to smoke fat chodies in New York City. The big apple. Boom. Alright, Carver High's with me tonight. And I got it all going here tonight, Carver High. In honor of Meatloaf's unfortunate passing, I did have meatloaf and scalloped potatoes for dinner. Meatloaf.
There you go.
With scalloped potatoes. So I ate four giant, just enormous pieces of meatloaf. And then, I don't know, for some reason, I was very thirsty. I don't know, maybe it was the meatloaf. I don't know. But I chugged three, count them, three ginger ales. And then I had two bags of Orville Redenbacher. As I was watching the Bulls game and the Nets game, I had the back and forth doubleheader going, and then now I'm on a gigantic Starbucks cup of Joe to hopefully stay awake for the remainder of this program, and then I also have a grape Gatorade ready to rock for hour number two. So I'm hoping to make it through here based on the fact that I am on massive amounts of narcotics right now. Nuclear narcotics, by the way, Carver High. They are nuclear. So the hospital called me tonight, and they wanted to see how I was doing after I left the hospital the other night with my onions the size of grapefruits, and I was walking like I had a Louisville Slugger shoved up my arse. I got a call from the doctor. And she was the one that originally said that, you know, you could get this. Basically, it's like gonorrhea. And then my wife was like, immediately thought I was sleeping with hookers. And when I go to the Steeler games in Pittsburgh, you know, I ring up huge bills in the hotels, restaurants, you name it, right? And so she sees these, you know, bills, credit card bills. And she's like, what the hell is this? She's like, you took escorts to dinner. And then immediately when the lady said I had gonorrhea, she thought I had slept with the escorts. And then I told her that that wasn't true. And it turns out that the only way you get it, the gonorrhea, is if you're under 35. And if you're over 35, which I'm double over 35, I'm 56, you get E. coli in your satchel page. And so they put you on this like nuclear meds. I mean, they are overwhelming. And when I take them, I have to take them in the morning, right? One a day. That's how strong they are. You take one a day, and then your body is like, I mean, I'm like Rikers Island in my, it is just awful. I'm locked down. I mean, I am just in, I'm caged with this medicine. And it's the most overwhelming stuff. It makes me feel like I have the flu. So, you take it, and it's like knocking out the infection, but it's making you like feel like you have the flu. Well, what could be worse? I'm sitting around all day sweating, fever, chills, shaking, sleeping. I'm like, what is happening here? I'd rather have the sore onions. We welcome our radio affiliates to the program on a Friday night. It's Pharrell and a Man Check. So, it's awful. They told me I would start feeling better tomorrow, Saturday. And she called tonight to see how I was doing. I told her I was terrible. I said the meds make me sick. They made me sicker than I was when I came in there. But she asked me if I was still having problems with my wife, thinking that I had chlamydia and gonorrhea, which I don't know. People have no idea what I'm talking about, which they don't. I'm sure different audience every day. I got some infection. I thought I was had a hernia or a groin tear, but I had an infection in my satchel page. And it literally strangled my onions and my onion cords and my groin. My entire groin shut down. I mean, I was like being eaten alive by aliens in my sack. And all I know is it was the worst thing ever. I mean, I was crippled in agony pain. But I went to the hospital. They saved me. And they had me on all kinds of IVs and drugs and everything, and then now I'm getting better, but I'm getting better by, I guess, having the flu every day. So it sucks. So I've turned into an animal, Garber High. I'm drinking 3 Gatorades, or, you know, 3 ginger ales at a time, a coffee, a Gatorade. I ate 2 bags of Orville Redenbacher. I ate, you know, 4 slabs of meatloaf. It's not like I'm lacking for appetite. I'll give you that much. I'm eating like I'm going to the electric chair tomorrow. By the way, the Nets are up 73-69 on the Spurs. I can't believe that they're struggling to beat the crappy Spurs down in San Antonio. And the Bulls are still in the game with the Bucks and covering. It's Pharrell on a Bench.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. In fact, Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/podcastfree. All lowercase, shopify.com/podcastfree, shopify.com/podcastfree.
So I'm watching this Nets game. Harden's dealing. He's got 26. He's 9 of 19 from the floor. Hit 2 threes, 9 boards, 10 dimes. He's 1 rebound away from the triple-double. And the Nets are up 1 with 2 minutes left in the third as they struggle with the Spurs. But it's never seemed to me like they were actually in trouble. I just always felt like they were just kind of messing around with him. You know what I mean? It was like they're just playing games. I have no idea. I just saw the worst call ever. Horrible call by the refs on Harden. Unbelievable. It's sickening. Anyway, Clark Gillies just died, the legendary New York Islander. Man, do I remember that guy. You know, a Hall of Famer. And he won 4 straight Stanley Cups. And he's died at 67 of cancer. What happened there, Carver High? How long has he been suffering with that?
Well, I it really came out tonight that he was. I heard some whispers throughout the night that he wasn't doing well, and a couple people kind of were jumping the gun on Twitter saying that he passed away, and the team officially made that announcement after their game tonight with Arizona. Some are saying prostate cancer. At age 67 for Clark Gillies. So rest in peace. Tremendous dude also, by the way, Scotty. I did a couple things with Clark Gillies in the day. Me and B-Comp did something with him at... we did like a show with him one night at this bar down the block from the Barclays in Brooklyn. Couldn't have been the nicer guy. I mean, just tremendous gentleman. Clark Gillies, Hall of Famer, like you said. You know... Racked up goals. And not only did he rack up goals playing with Trottier and Bossy, but he was also the guy that took care of Trottier and Bossy, you know, on the other side of the ice, which was beating the guy's ass if they got in their way, you know. So he was one of the toughest guys on that Islander team that won 4 straight cups. Tough loss for the Islander family tonight.
I remember it kind of, you know, bums me out.
Yeah.
I remember him. He was a hell of a player. He was tough.
And, oh, yeah. Is the famous fight he had with Terry Riley, you know, Terry Riley and the and the Bruins in the 80 series, many battles with the Penguins as well.
Oh my God, with the Penguins! I grew up watching him play, and it just makes me, it saddens me because I'm like, I'm choking up because. All of our heroes are dying.
Yeah.
As you get older.
It's true.
It's awful. It's just awful. And I don't know. I mean, I hated the Islanders, and I hated him, but I respected him so much.
No, it's true. Player. It's like you say, we get older.
I hated
and
that guy.
he hated
he was so good,
guy.
I hated him.
He was
my whole life. I hated Clark Gillies' guts because he was so effing good and so tough, and he used to beat the crap out of my team, and he used to beat their faces in too. I remember him fighting with Paul Baxter. It saddens me. I had no clue that he was sick.
Yeah, it wasn't. Yeah, and he hadn't been around a lot, you know. That was another thing that probably nobody really – listen, nobody's really been around the arena a lot the last couple of years with everything that's been going on.
Don't tell anybody I broke down over Clark Gillies.
No, I will not.
I would never want anyone to think I was caring for a New York Islander.
Well, look, it's like you said.
Well-being.
I mean, there's guys that even though you hate them – because they always, you know, if they beat your team, and he was part of one of, listen, he was part of one of the great dynasties in any sport.
Ever.
I mean, nobody wins
ever.
four in a row nowadays ever. But like you said, there were certain guys that you respected because they played the game the right way. They were tough.
Bossy, and, Gillies,
yeah,
Nystrom, Trottier. I mean, I like Trottier because he really, you know, obviously. I'd say he was a Penguin and an Islander. That was it.
Right.
Everything else was butter. He was a Penguin and an Islander. Islander first.
Yeah.
Penguin second. He did a lot for the Penguins.
Six and, cups, man. A lot of cups.
I love that guy. Right, yeah. I mean, I love him. So, I mean, if anything happens to him, I'll, keel over. We had a mid-swing pull right there at Tiger Woods. It was a clean pull though. I pulled it up. I pulled it back before, you know, people taking pictures in the middle of my backswing. Can't have it. That sucks. I mean, that just ruined my day. I mean, between Meatloaf and Clark Gillies, what's next? Anything else? You got any other bad news for me?
Yeah, not a good day, obviously. There's been a lot, like you say, Meatloaf today, Clark Gillies, comedian Louis Anderson.
Louis Anderson dropped dead.
Louis Anderson as well, yeah. So.
My God.
Brutal.
We got an early roll call of death in January of 22 where they, you know, they keep
I mean, why does it feel like this happens at the beginning of the years all the time, right? I mean, it just feels like.
It does.
Every year in January, just,
I've had friends. I swear to God, I have friends too that over the last day have lost their parents. Right, they died of COVID, I've had two different parents of friends of mine that died last night and yesterday afternoon, two in one day of the same thing. I heard that Meatloaf died of it. Is that true?
That's what a couple of the news reports said. Yes.
Yeah. So that stuff's evil. I mean, I got to tell you, I was seeing the story of Stephen A. Smith got it, right? And he was in the hospital literally saying that he was near death. Like, did you know that? That he was like on death's doorstep.
I didn't see anything with him.
So he ended up going on television and telling the story because he was gone for a while and everybody was like, he must be on vacation or something. There was a different host every day for like a couple weeks, 2-3 weeks. And he came on TV and I saw it all over the papers here in New York. That's where I first got wind of it. And then I actually was watching ESPN one day and they had him on talking about it. And he literally ended up on, death's doorstep in the hospital with just massive COVID. And he was like really sick and really bad. And they told him that if he wasn't vaccinated, which he was, that he was a breakthrough case. But he said that they told him that if he was unvaccinated, he'd be dead already. Dead.
Jeez.
Dead and gone. That's how sick he was. He lived because he was vaccinated, double vaccinated. And I don't think he was boosted. He was double vaccinated, and they saved his life. Apparently, he was, like, close to death. That's what he went on TV and did a whole diatribe about being on death's bed and on the doorstep. And that's crazy, right? I mean, yeah. That guy's younger than me. I think he's 51 or something. And when I had it, I ended up in the hospital. I was coughing so bad for 13 days that I coughed every 30 seconds for 13 days. I mean, I coughed every 30 seconds till I literally couldn't breathe. That's how bad I got it. But I got it in the first year. I got it in 20, into 21. Screw that COVID. I hate that freak.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. In fact, Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/podcastfree. All lowercase, shopify.com/podcastfree, shopify.com/podcastfree.
So I'm still alive, Carver High, on that Bulls 9. Funny, I'm watching the pregame for the Bulls and Bucks, and they got, you know, that ABC crew of Greeny, Smith, Wilbon, and Rose, right? They do they're the new NBA countdown show, right, that's evolved over the years. Now they got the four heavy hitters on there doing the NBA. And I was watching them tonight, and I swear to God, to a man, they said, literally, that the game was going to be an absolute blowout, romp. I mean, gonna get whacked. This game shouldn't even be on television. That's how they said, literally, one of them said, we should have done another game. And I had the Bulls in 9, and I told you on Coast to Coast today, I said, listen, the Bulls have lost LaVine and Lonzo, and I said they're in big trouble long haul until they get those guys back because they have no size in the 5. But I literally, in short, said to you, they'll be in the game tonight because the Bucks have not been playing like they give an F ever. They play every night like they just don't give an F. They're like, whatever, we don't even care if we win or lose. We're going to go to the playoffs, we're going to turn it on, we're going to win. And that's the way they play every night, and again tonight. With a Antetokounmpo, a guy that no one can guard. There's not one player on the Bulls. I mean, he makes Vucevic look small, right? I mean, Vuce can't guard him. Nobody can guard him. He's enormous, and he's too fast, right? But I mean, like they could still cover. I won't deny in 5 minutes, but they're up 3 right now with 5 minutes left, and to me, that's embarrassing. It really is, because if you don't have LaVine and Lonzo, I mean, they're two of the highest scorers on the team. And Lonzo makes the team go with dimes and transition in both ends he plays. And he shoots 42% from 3. And LaVine scores, 30 a game, whatever. 28, 30 a game. He's one of the top scorers in the league. Without those two, you got problems. But Billy Donovan is somehow put together, and I'll tell you who they got on the floor in these games. I watched the game. It was terrible. Neither team could shoot. But they're playing with the likes of Cook, obviously DeRozan, Vucevic, White, Cody White, and DeSumno, the kid from Illinois, the All-American, who is from Chicago. And then off the bench, they got Thomas, Caruso, Brown, and some guy, Hill, who I've never heard of. They have literally have no one playing. DeRozan has 29 points. Vuce has 14. Nobody else has anything except Thomas has 11. But they're in the game. I mean, they've been in the game all night. At one point, it was 60 all after Thomas hit a the guy Thomas is the sharpshooter. He's a three-point shooter that played at Iowa State. He's 3 of 5 from three. And he hit a 35-footer. I saw him that tied the game at 60. And to me, they should win the game by 20. But I said they won't because they just play like they don't care every night. Did I not say that today? And the fact of the matter is, I think Billy Donovan's a hell of a coach. He's still got him out there, you know, running, gunning, trying, competing. They understand who the meat and potatoes are. It's you know, DeRozan and Vuce. But everybody else is just busting their ass. And I'll tell you, in that game, Caruso got flagrant two'd by Grayson Allen. They threw Allen out of the game. He got ejected.
Did they?
Oh, he had a double swing on a Caruso. Caruso went in for a layup, high-speed layup on a transition bucket, and he went up high and fast. And Allen whacked him with the left hand, and then as he was falling down, he swung his right arm to swat the ball again. So it was a double swing. The first one would have just been a foul. The second one became the flagrant two, and he tried to hurt him, and he ended up body slamming Caruso onto the wood, and he landed like in a hurricane, a piece of a roof landing on the hardwood. It was really bad. I can't believe he got back up and played, but he came out of the game eventually because he was all beat up. They tossed Allen, who no one likes, by the way. You know that Allen, ever since he has been playing basketball, he's had nothing but enemies. Since he played AAU ball. And when he played at Duke, he was the most hated basketball player in America. And then now in the NBA, you know what he's got? He's got an agent, and he got no friends. That's what he's got. Have you ever seen a guy carry that your entire career where everybody just hates you? Because you're such a D, and you're such a white, spoiled B? I mean, honestly, he's a white, spoiled B, right?
Pretty much. I mean, it's amazing. It's amazing how he constantly finds himself in these situations. And like some people, you know, used to say, oh, he gets a bad rap, he gets this. That. No, like he's just a D.
That's right.
He's just a D.
Right. He's just a D. So good games going on right now. By the way, the Grizzlies are down 1 to the Nuggets with 9 left in the third. We always have to check on what Ja's doing. Very important. He's got 27 tonight, putting on a show, 11 of 17 from the floor, 2 threes, 3 rebounds, 4 dimes. Your boy, Ja Morant, with a 27 spot tonight. Let's see what the Joker's doing. He's got 14, 8, and 6 tonight, getting involved. Denver up 1, 9 left in the third. They're laying 3.5. At least they were when I bought it this morning. The Pistons, by the way, I took them, remember, 13.5 against the Jazz. In the third, 9 left, 65-64. Pistons in the lead. And then I took the Rockets and 10.5. They're up 26-20 on the Warriors, who lately seldom come out to play. Rockets up 26-20. I give you the Lakers minus 5.5. They covered and won 116-105. Let's take a look at what Brody did, because he's lost his jobs. He almost had a triple-double tonight. 18 points, 11 boards, 7 dimes. He was 8 of 17 from the floor. So he missed 9 shots. Not bad. I mean, while I'm at it, I might as well tell you, LeBron had 29, and Melo had 23, including 4 threes. Your boy Melo still filling it up. I gave you the Heat tonight, plus 1.5. They lose by 2. Drag to the Hawks in Atlanta, 110-108. Let's take a look at Bam Adebayo had 21-6-5 on the Hawks. Ice Trey with 28, including 4 threes. And Kevin Huerter had 21 and 5 threes for the ATL Hawks. I had the Hornets minus 9.5. They covered against the Thunder, 121-98. Blew them out. The Clippers I had tonight getting 8 from the Sixers. And they beat them 102-101 in Philly. They beat the Sixers. Let's see what JoJo did. He had 40 and 13 with 6 dimes. You know, I got a ticket on him for $3,000.
You know, it's the Clippers who absolutely suck, right? I mean, they don't have PG right now. They haven't had Kawhi all year. That's twice in 2 weeks that they had monster comebacks. They were down 24 tonight and won this game. They were down, what, 25 to the Nuggets 10 days ago, 2 weeks ago, and came back and beat them? I mean, geez, some big comebacks by the Clip Show.
Yeah, that's incredible. Embiid, who had a career-high 50 on Monday night, had 40, 13, and 6. Tobias Harris had 20, and Tyrese Maxey had 19. And it is just, you know, I got to just point this out. I mean, he doesn't even play anymore, Danny Green. Is he even, like, would they get rid of him? I mean, he doesn't even play. He didn't even play in a game. He's not even on the team. Like, I don't even see his name anymore. He's not on the – I mean, he had nothing to do with that game. That guy – have you ever seen anything like that guy falling off a cliff? That guy can't – I mean, I shoot better. I really do.
Brutal.
The Blazers I had tonight getting 7.5 against the Celtics. And they beat them 109-105. You got to love it. Portland getting involved and getting a win in Boston. I just want to take a look to see what Tatum did, because he's been having all kinds of problems scoring. But he had 27 tonight. Not bad. 8 of 19 from the floor. Brown had 22. Doesn't matter. Your boy Nurkic had 29 and 17 boards. The double-double. All right, and the last one, I had the Raptors, I believe. No, I didn't. I took the Wizards laying 1.5, and the Raptors beat them 109-105. Toronto gets it done. And then the game's going on right now, I told you. Pistons still up 1. Nuggets up 4. Nets up 11.
And the Nets finish off here. I mean, honestly, finish it off.
They're going to finish it off. There's 4 minutes left. They're going to win this game. And you know why? Because they got Kyrie Irving and James Harden.
Yeah.
And Kyrie just hit another 3. I mean, Kyrie's just pimping at this point. I mean, he had some passes tonight to, I saw one of them. It was, who was it to? It was our boy, Blake Griffin, and Griffin he's got 10 in the game, and 2 of them from Kyrie, just sick passes.
Blake getting burned tonight? A little burn for Blake tonight?
And he took, Blake had, 4 of 8 from the floor, 10 points, 5 boards, 2 assists, and the thing about him that I liked is he was taking charges tonight, right? He was just giving up the body, and Poeltl was like stepping on his face, and he took the charge, and he's just giving up the body for the Nets. He realizes his game now, his role, his job, what he's supposed to do. He's no longer a star player. He's just a big body, a physical monster that can go out and bang and take charges and the like. When we come back, we'll take a look at the ice tonight. I think my boy Crosby might have had himself a hat trick. I mean, James Harden just had the sickest and one on an offensive board with guys all over him, 2 guys draped on him, phone booth. He gets hacked, flicks it up in the air, facing the wrong way, and it went in off the glass and rolled in. And one, made the bucket. He's got 31, 10, and 11, his 8th triple-double of the season, 107-96 Nets. What a play by James Harden. What a game. And Kyrie's got 24. And like I said like 5 minutes ago, they're going to win this game because they got James Harden and Kyrie Irving. And that's all there is to it. I don't even care if they don't have Harden or if they don't have Durant for 5 more weeks, because they got Aldridge and they got Griffin and they got young guys that can fill it up. Thomas, Edwards. I mean, this team is deep, and they are no joke. I'm telling you. By the way, I think they have the second best record on the road in the NBA behind the Suns. And they're fun to watch. I'll give you that much. I watch them every night, and they mean business. And I got to tell you, Carver High, it's night and day between watching them and the crappy Knicks.
There's no doubt about it. And I'm stunned. Like tonight, when today on Coast to Coast, we were looking at the line, and then I was looking at it a little closer on the train ride home when I played it. Like, why was it? Why was this line only 1.5 tonight? I just don't understand. Like you said it before, like the Spurs don't have anybody on the floor like Harden and Kyrie. Like no nobody.
One. It should have been it 7.5 at least.
It makes no sense. It's like Durant went out, and these numbers on the net games have been super short. Like even though it was a 1-point game with the Wizards. I thought that line was a little off. Ended up being 1, so they were right, of course, as always. But like, I don't understand why the lines are so short when they still have two of the best players in the league on the floor for them on these road games.
Yeah, and not only that, there is no one really that can deal with Aldridge. I mean, the guy came back from his heart ailment, and he has played like he did all of the years in San Antonio. He literally is, you know, he's another one of these guys that's got that mid-range knockdown elbow and baseline J. And anything inside the elbow and down in the, you know, along the baseline is just automatic. I mean, the guy does turnaround J's. And he's so big at, you know, 6'10 or whatever, he just turns around and jumps back and hits that kind of fade mid-range. And right. No one can block it. And no one can stop it. It's really essentially Dirk Nowitzki-esque. I mean, the guy is absolutely a stud still to this day, even though, bottom line, he's old. He's an old guy. But he's still got game because with the minutes that they give him and the job that they give him, in that time, in that burn, no one can stop him. No one can stop him from scoring double figures every night. I mean, it's just automatic. He's good in my book. Let's look. I have to look to see. I'm going to bet you he's good for 15 a night. You know, on this season. Let's look. Aldridge, am I crazy? Like, there you go. He's 14 a night. Yeah. 14-5 with a dime. I mean, he's 14-5, 6'11", 250 pounds. I told you, he's like 6'10", 6'11". And he's literally a 7-footer. When he jumps back, he's shooting at 9 feet. He just turns around, jumps, fades back, and he's 9 feet tall because he releases the ball at the top of his hands. He's not an elbow shooter. He's a step back with the ball over his head shooter, and he just snaps back that on that mid range knockdown. I mean, from the elbow or baseline, he's literally, I think, one of the best shooters in the league still. I mean, he just hits. And what has he got tonight? 14-7. He's always right on the money. Every night he's good for 15-7. Every night. I mean, that you don't know how hard it is to average 15-7 every night of your life in the National Basketball Association. Every night. You got to go, you know, you can't have a 7-point night. You can't have a bad night. Or you're going to drop down from 15 to, you know, 13.5 as fast as you can spit. Right? This guy does it every night, and he's like, I mean, are you kidding me? He's 36 years old. I mean, he's 36 years old, and he's right in our neighborhood, Carver High. 719, he's born. You're 28,
ooh, yeah,
29.
He's right in the wheelhouse there. He's right by
He's in the hood. He's in the hood. So they're going to win this game. 2 minutes left. Harden hit another shot. Harden's just exploding tonight. And she just said it, Koshak, whatever her name is, Sarah Koshak.
Sarah Kustak.
I think she's great, but I think she's great at her job. But she just said he's cooking. He's absolutely cooking. I mean, he's got 34 now. I mean, he is just absolutely lighting it up. All right, so there you go. Anyway, the update, 15 seconds left. The Bucks are up 4, so I just need that game to close out. I hit both ends of that bet. Bulls +9. I win, you lose. Everybody else, all these geniuses on ABC with all their bull predictions and blowouts. I'll take that money now. Thank you, sir. Put that right in my account. Grizzlies and Nuggets tied at 89s. The Jazz are up 3 now on the Pistons with 3 minutes and change in the third in Salt Lake Shakers. Rockets still lead the Warriors 33-28 with about 10 left in the second. Everything else I gave you. All right. So hockey tonight. Oh, another one from Harden. I think he just hit another one. I think he just hit another one. He's like, he's going off. I mean, he's literally, I mean, he is going off. They need this game to stop before the bleeding. They're going to lose all their blood. I mean, they're going to be left like a piece of leather. Harden's shooting at the other basket now. He's hit so many on his end, he started shooting at the Spurs end to joke around. He was going for, he's got 37. Kyrie's giving him a hug, and now he's got COVID. All right, hockey tonight, Carver High. Very important.
Hockey.
All right, start with your Islanders with a shutout tonight on Belmont Park grounds.
Yeah, look, Islanders, you know, it took them a while, but they're cooking again. They're playing some really good hockey. They've got points in like 14 in their last 16. Good couple of nights for them now. They swept the Flyers earlier this week. Now they get a win tonight against the Coyotes. 4-0. Really not a sweat for them, to be quite honest with you. They dominated the game, pillar to post, couple goals for Brock Nelson, and away the Islanders go now at 14-13-6.
I actually bet on the Islanders tonight as my number one play in hockey today.
Yeah.
Because of the way they're playing lately. I'm not stupid. I see a hot team, I pounce on it, I start betting on it. I always tell people, if you don't like hockey, that's fine. Go to the window with my hockey plays and watch what happens to your account. It's simple. I've had 11-0 nights documented, and it's like last night, 7-2. 7-2 in hockey bets last night. I mean, it's like every night. It's the same thing every night. If I have a bad night in hockey, it's like the earth's been, something's wrong in the core of the earth. Like the center of the earth, there's something going on, like a lava release or something. Gases. Something bad's happening. I had the Stars today in, they beat the Red Wings 5-4 in overtime. I actually had the Red Wings. I lost some games. Canes beat the Rangers 6-3. Are you surprised that they doubled up? The Rangers put 6 on him in Raleigh. I mean, those are two really good teams. I took the high-risk bet with the Rangers on the road.
Yeah, interesting for the Rangers tonight. They got blitzed right out of the gate. It was a very tough spot for them. But they started Georgiev tonight. They have a back-to-back as well. They play the Coyotes at the Garden tomorrow after the Coyotes lost the Islanders tonight. But they're playing Igor tomorrow night. Instead of, you would have thought, division game against the Hurricanes, both teams at the top of the division. I don't know why you wouldn't play your one goalie tonight and then put Georgiev the backup in tomorrow against the lowly Coyotes, but for whatever reason, Gallant did that, and he got lit up very quickly. 6-3, Hurricanes beat him.
Crosby had his 15th career hat trick and an assist to lead the Penguins over the Blue Jackets tonight in Columbus for the Penguins' fourth straight win. Of course, I believe they have the longest win streak in the NHL this year, right, at 10? Got another win streak going. Are you surprised? Are you still surprised at how they played last night and won, and they went on the road, jumped a quick flight to Columbus, and Columbus played last night too, but I said on Coast to Coast that they both had to play last night, but you know Columbus gets to play at home, and I'm still taking the Penguins on the road, even with the travel, because they're just flat out better.
They are absolutely sizzling for it seems like 2 months now. The Penguins have been so good. It doesn't matter. Guys go out of the lineup. They put other guys in. They get the job done. Jari has responded off of the bad playoff against the Islanders last year. He's played excellent. They get Crosby back. He's played well. Malkin's been back a couple weeks now. He's in the mix. I'll tell you, Gensel's the guy who's been great. Gensel's had a really good year. Gensel's been good for them.
And Dumoulin, he had a goal to assist tonight. Penguins now 1 point behind Carolina and the Rangers for first in the Metro.
Amazing. Amazing.
And they passed Washington.
Amazing. Really is.
Can you believe that? I mean, honestly, in my opinion, that division is done. I mean, it's Carolina, the Rangers, Pittsburgh, and Washington going to the playoffs. Columbus too far behind. It's 53-37 in terms of points.
Well, Yeah, the wild cards, you know, the it's back to the old way this year. So it's the top three and then two wild cards.
So it's not four?
No, it's not the top four. It's the top three and then two wild cards from the entire conference. So Boston's got 48. So Boston would be the second wild card right now at 48. Columbus is 11 back of them. And the Islanders are 14 back of Boston, but the Islanders have a bunch of games in hand on them.
Yeah, they got a bunch of games in hand.
Islanders have the least amount of games played because of all the nonsense that they've had to deal with. They only have, I mean, you look, the Islanders have 33 games. I mean, you got teams that have played in the low 40s. I mean, the Rangers have played 41 games. The Islanders have played 33. No.
Yeah. Well, that's crazy. I didn't know that. There you go. You learn something new every day. The Blues lead the Smoke Kraken in Seattle 2-0 after one. The Ducks lead the Lightning 2-0 after one in Anaheim. We're going to have that UFC 270 tomorrow night. Canucks lead the Panthers 1-0 in Vancouver after one. And the Wild lead the Blackhawks 5-1. That game's, I guess, got 4 minutes left, but it's 5 minutes. It's not worth watching.
We've got to sound the live betting alarm for the NHL right now. Put a couple of live betting bets in because we've got two good opportunities. I always love when the big favorite gets down in the first period. We have that here. The Lightning down 2-0. We can get him at plus 186 live to come back and beat the Ducks tonight at the Pond. And the Florida Panthers are plus 100 down 1-0. And they were a heavy favorite pregame. So I think we're going to roll with the Panthers and the Lightning here out on the West Coast to try to make something happen in the second and third period.
I like those bets. I like that action. You're right. It's good stuff right there. I think, unless I'm crazy, am I crazy? I think the Wild and Blackhawks, I got to look at this.
Yes, 5-1 Wild.
They play again tomorrow.
Ooh, how about that?
They played in Chicago tonight. They're playing in Minneapolis tomorrow night. And the Wild kicked their ass. It's for all on a bench. So I'm watching the X Games Aspen for no reason at all, other than there's nothing else on. And, I got to tell you, these guys, they're doing like the snowboarding trick moves, you know, the big, you know, whatever they call it, the barrel, whatever it is, half pipe. And I mean to tell you, these dudes are doing some sickening tricks. Like, I mean, they should all thank Shaun White for opening the door to this world because they're all living off of his tail. I mean, the moves I'm seeing right now are like unlike anything I've ever seen before. They have gotten so crazy, these dudes on snowboards. Like, and I had to say, the Monster Energy girls, I want to sleep with all of them.
Nobody will blame you. Nobody will blame me for that.
Well, at the same time, I want to sleep with them.
Wow.
Like, there's like four or five of them on the snowboard trip, you know, half pipe right now at the you know, podium. And I'm willing to, you know, do whatever it takes to, you know, please them, you know, four at a time. You know what I mean?
I mean, the extra mile.
I'm seeing are sickening moves. Like these guys have, I mean, the stones these guys got, they're doing like four flips at a time. Like, I mean, stuff like, I'll never forget when I saw the kid do the, like, whatever it was, the 1150 on a skateboard in front of Tony Hawk, right? That no one's ever done it before. And a 14-year-old kid nailed it. I don't even know if it was an 1150 or even more than that. All I know is that no one had ever done it ever, and this kid nailed it. And that's what this is like. I'm seeing stuff I've never seen before. It's just crazy. I got to give him credit. It's pretty cool. It's Pharrell on a bench.